edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Hello, listeners. I'm joined with Monique Bateman from TD. Hello, Monique. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you, Nick.
Wonderful. Now, for our listeners, a little bit more about yourself personally and how you got involved in the financial industry and maybe more specifically with TD.
Great. You know, when I was looking at some of the questions, possible answers that I could give, I started to think about the interview I did last year and kind of just a bit of a background on myself. I grew up in rural Manitoba. I think there was about 300 people in our community. I grew up with 8 other siblings. And so you can just imagine in a household with 9 children, it was quite active. I was also one of those individuals going through school. You know, when there was a question answered or question asked, I always had my hand up, you know, because I thought, geez, I know that answer. And I was always very inquisitive. And when I was watching some of the Harry Potter movies and that Hermione, I think is her name, she always had her hand up. Well, you could classify me as that individual in school as well. But even through going through school, you know, I was always thinking about, geez, what could I be doing in the future? And I always wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity to try anything that I could do. My parents were always very supportive in what I wanted to do. They always encouraged me to voice my opinion and always share my ideas as well. So it was very supportive growing up. And then when I started to think about, geez, what do I want to really do when I was, you know, after graduating? And I always thought about, geez, I'd love to be an accountant or maybe a lawyer. But I also thought, geez, I also need to get some experience. So I had an opportunity to actually interview at one of the TD branches in Winnipeg. And I thought, okay, I'll go do this for a couple years, get some great experience, and then find a real career. Well, let me tell you, 30 years later, I've had an unbelievable career with TD. I've actually held 23 different roles, you know, right from the front line to a lot of the support roles, also a lot of the corporate roles, which really helped me to grow into the role that I have today. And again, when I think about banking, the traditional banking approach around, geez, it's all about numbers, it's definitely changed over the years as well, and great career opportunities.
For some of the listeners, what was your exact role starting and your current role?
Yeah, so I actually started off as a teller at one of the branches in Winnipeg called Court in Niagara. And every time I go back there, I do drive by the branch. And so, you know, starting as a teller and really trying to decide what do I want to do, you know, as I grow up in my career as well. And I had some great support. And today I'm Senior Vice President for Prairie Region. So in Prairie Region, we have 194 branches that we oversee. And, you know, the role here really is about leading and inspiring a very large group of employees to be the best that they could be.
So you said your current role, of course, is Senior Vice President of Prairie Region. Maybe some challenges and successes you've encountered within this role, and maybe a little bit further on the responsibility side.
You know, when I think about the responsibility of the Senior Vice President regional roles, number one, it is just an amazing role to grow into. And I start to think about the number of times that you actually are able to touch customers and employees. And when I talked about the ability to inspire employees to be the best that they could be, I would tell you as a leader, that's probably job number one. And if you enjoy doing that stuff, it can be very rewarding as well. But it's also about growing our business. You know, because in a tough economic time is what we're seeing in many of our areas. I mean, in Canada, we're somewhat fortunate that we're starting to kind of buffer some of those, the impact. But I think for us, being able to grow our business, grow our market share, and the way we do that is by hiring the best people that we can and helping them to be the best that they can be in everything they do each and every day with our customers and also in our communities as well.
TD sounds like an employer of choice for a lot of people if they're looking to grow, or maybe at the same time, like you had started out, just find a position while they'd kind of decide things. Moving forward, though, for yourself personally, what are some challenges you see short-term and long-term, and maybe some goals you have for yourself and within TD?
So great question. I always encourage people to always think about, so what is it that you're aspiring to do in the future? And I always have great I always really enjoy having conversations with employees about what they want to do in the future. And when I start to look about some of the things that are available to our employees, and including myself, you know, it really is about really trying to figure out what impact you want to have. So for me personally, what I'd like to aspire to is continue leading a large group of employees, you know, having an impact on the overall organization, and by bringing in great talent. I have, you know, the joy that I get when I find someone that can join TD and they have an immediate impact, or they're really finding this is the great opportunity for them to continue growing in their career. That's probably the best part of my job that I have today. Some of the challenges going forward, I think, for us is really around how do we continue to attract the best people that we have, but also really promoting our diverse culture. We want to make sure in any community that we're in that we're representative of our community, but also really looking at how do we attract Aboriginal people into TD. I lead the Employee Experience Committee for TDBFG, which is TD Bank in total, and really finding an opportunity to inspire not only our people that we have today to really promote their culture and be proud of who they are, but also about attracting future Aboriginal leaders into the bank as well. And for me, the challenge there is getting out and telling people the opportunities that we have at TD. We have a great brand, great employment brand, and it's about letting others know what that brand stands for, what our culture is, and the opportunities that they have to grow a career at TD Bank.
Any words of advice for interested people out there who may want to utilize some of TD's many wonderful services, whether it be on the employment side or even just service side?
So my advice out there for people that are interested in a career in banking, don't think of it as banking. There are so many different career paths that you can actually get to at the banks today that is just truly unbelievable. So, for instance, I've had the opportunity not only to work in the branch system, but to work in human resources, to work in technology, to work in finance, to work in operations. There's just so many different career paths, and sometimes we don't do good enough of a job to actually promote those opportunities, so we have to do a better job in letting people know what is available. In particular for me, my passion is around the Aboriginal community. We have some great young talent coming up, and I'd love nothing more for them to really see the opportunities that we have at TD, first of all, and also to help them grow in their careers, because, again, there's nothing more satisfying when you watch someone that you've brought in and they grow and they really have a lot of success in their career at TD. So that would be the first thing, as well as from a service standpoint, we have great people in our branches. You walk into our branches and you can feel the vibe. You can feel kind of that fun environment, yet still being very professional. And that's what we want to be known for. We want to be known for the bank where people can come in. It feels comfortable. We've got convenience for them, but we're there for them, and we want them to be part of our family at TD. Whether you're a customer or an employee, we want to make sure that people can feel what it, you know, that culture of belonging and coming into one of our branches.
I've heard a lot of great success stories come out of TD, and one of them being yourself, of course. Now, obviously, I'd like to say thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us, Monique. I know you must be very busy. Any last words to our listeners?
Thank you so much, first of all, Nick, for giving me the opportunity to tell part of my story, but also to really encourage our people out there to think of TD as a place to be. It is a great employment opportunity. You can grow your career. It's such a supportive work environment and a very diverse cultural environment as well. And I'm telling you, when you walk into our branches, you see it and you can feel it. And more importantly, when you hear the conversations that our employees are having with our customers, you've got to really feel great. So my advice is give us a try, and I really do believe that you'll find some great career opportunities.
Well, there you go, listeners. If you're not already utilizing TD's wonderful services, definitely get out there and see what TD has for you. Jimmy Gwetch, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.